إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين About the significance of knowledge and being in the presence of the learned people, ulama, we have been studying some hadith from Biharul Anwar, Volume 1. And inshallah, I want to continue with hadith number 10 from this chapter. So it's Biharul Anwar, volume 1, page 201. The late Allama Majlisi, Rahmatullah Alayh, quotes from Amali by Shaykh Tusi that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الأنبياء قادة والفقهاء سادة. The prophets are leaders. قائد in Arabic is used for the one who is standing in front of camels and is leading them. We have qa'id and we have sa'iq. So if the person is standing behind the camels and is pushing them, it's called sa'iq. If it's standing in the front, it's called qa'id. But it is then used for leader, because a leader is the one who stands in the front and then people should follow him. So the prophets are God, are the leaders. So we have to follow them. وَالْفُقَهَاءُ سَادَةُ And the ulama, the learned people, those who have deep knowledge of Islam, are the masters, are again the leaders after the prophets. وَمُجَالَسَتُهُمْ زِيَادَةُ And sitting with them and being in their company is increasing. Increasing what? Increasing your knowledge, increasing your iman, increasing your guidance. وَأَنْتُمْ فِي مَمَرِّ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ You are subject to the coming and going of the days and nights. You are affected by coming of days and nights. As you know, whether we like it or not, we are affected by passage of time. There is a beautiful hadith which says, "Al-layl wal-nahar ya'malan fik, fa'amal fihima." Day and night constantly affect you. Try to benefit from them. One of ulama I read in his life, you know, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh, that he had put this hadith in his library and he was always seeing this. And perhaps his attention to this point was one of the reasons that he was able to write many good books. So day and night constantly are affecting us. In this hadith it says, "Antum fi mamar al-layl wa an-nahar." You are standing in a position that day and night they pass by you. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, this week, next week, all the time they are passing by you. So you are becoming older and you are becoming closer to your deadline. Fi ajalin manqusa. Your deadlines are coming closer. Your life is becoming shorter. Wa a'malan mahfuza. And also your a'mal are being registered and documented. So everything that you do would be preserved. And the time is coming to an end. So you have to do your best to make sure that good things are recorded. وَالْمَوْتُ يَأْتِيكُمْ بَغْتَةً. And you would be surprised when the death comes. No matter how old you are going to be surprised. Even the people who are 90 years old, they don't expect to die when they die. Most of the people would be surprised. Because we are always thinking that we have plenty of time. Death is not coming to me without preparation. You know, we are thinking that when death is coming, perhaps few weeks before, few days before, I will receive a notice. Get ready, you are going to die. This is not for most of people. So you would be surprised when the death comes. فَمَنْ يَزْرَعْ خَيْرًا يَحْصُدُ غِبْطَةً. If you plant good things, then you can harvest also something useful. وَمَنْ يَزْرَعْ شَرًّا يَحْصُدْ نَدَامَةً. But if you plant and grow bad things, then you will harvest regret. So this hadith shows about the significance of following ulama and trying to be in touch with them and benefit from their knowledge, their guidance. And also keep always in our mind that our life is very short and our time is very limited. And we should do the best with our time. Another hadith, because there are many hadiths and our time is very short, so I go to hadith number 14. Ruviya an as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Talaqaw wa tuhadithu al-ilm. If you remember, we had last week two hadiths about the significance of meeting and having gatherings of scientific, scholarly discussion. This hadith is similar. Talaqaw wa tuhadithu al-ilm. You must meet each other, you must try to be visiting each other, spending time together, and also discuss knowledge, discuss about scientific issues, religious issues. So just to sit in your library or in a room and try to study is not enough. You have to make sure that you have meetings, you have circles of discussion, circles of teaching and learning. فَإِنَّ بِالْحَدِيثِ تَجَلَّ الْقُلُوبُ الرَّائِنَةِ. When you speak and talk to each other, because it said تُحَادِثُ الْعِلْمِ. When you speak, this speaking about religious issues would polish the hearts which are polluted, which are somehow affected by some dust, by some smoke. The discussion of hadith, discussion of Quran, discussion of religious issues would polish, would illuminate, would make sure that your heart would shine, inshallah. وَبِالْحَدِيثِ إِحْيَاءُ أَمْرِنَا. And also with this discussion, this conversation, our affair would be revived. فَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحْيَى أَمْرَنَا. May Allah's mercy be upon the one who revives our affair. We had this before also. As I said, hadith here maybe not doesn't mean necessarily narration. Hadith here means conversation about ilm. Another hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. قال إن الله عز وجل يقول لملائكته عند انصراف أهل مجالس الذكر والعلم إلى منازلهم اكتبوا ثواب ما شاهدتموه من أعمالهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, when people are leaving the sessions of knowledge and remembrance and going, for example, back to their homes, Allah says to angels, write down the reward of what you have seen from their a'mal. اُكْتُبُوا ثَوَابَ مَا شَاهَدْتُمُوهُ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. So imagine there was a session of discussion. Maybe, inshallah, our session is one of them. So Allah says to the angels, register the reward of the a'mal of the people who attended this majalis zikr and ilm. فَيَكْتُبُونَ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ ثَوَابَ عَمَلِهِ. Angels will write down for every person the reward of his action. Someone was a teacher, someone was listening, someone was asking questions, I don't know, someone was serving them, somehow had a contribution. So they will write the reward of the action. But وَيَتُرُكُونَ بَعْضَ مَنْ حَضَرَ مَعَهُمْ فَلَا يَكْتُبُونَهُ. But they don't write anything about some of the people who were there. They were present in that meeting, but they don't write anything about their reward. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا لَكُمْ لَمْ تَكْتُبُوا فُلَانًا. Why you didn't put the name of this person in the list? أَلَيْسَ كَانَ مَعَهُمْ وَقَدْ شَهِدَهُمْ. Wasn't he also present? He was also in the meeting. Why you didn't put his name? فَيَقُولُونَ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَشْرَكْ مَعَهُمْ بِحَرْفٍ وَلَا تَكَلَّمَ مَعَهُمْ بِكَلِمَةٍ. They say, oh Allah, he was there, but he didn't speak any word. He didn't talk to them. He was just physically there. He didn't do anything. فَيَغُولُ الْجَلِيلُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ أَلَيْسَ كَانَ جَلِيسَهُمْ. Wasn't he at least sitting there in their company? He was sitting with them. He could have sat in another place. The fact that he was there is enough. فَيَغُولُونَ بَلَى يَا رَبِّ فَيَقُولُ أُكْتُبُوهُ مَعَهُمْ. Then Allah says, so you must put his name in the same list. Add his name to the list. إِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. These people, the people who are involved in learning, ulama and students, these are the people that when someone sits with them, would not lose. So even if he doesn't understand, for example, they speak in Arabic or they speak in English, they don't understand, but they are there. Allah says, فَيَكْتُبُونَ مَعْهُمْ فَيَقُولُ تَعَالَىٰ أُكْتُبُوا لَهُ ثَوَابًا مِثْلَ ثَوَابِ أَحَدِهِمْ. You must put his name and give the same reward as you will register for the people who are involved. This shows how important it is to be spending our time in the sessions of learning and discussion. Another hadith is a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a famous hadith. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is hadith number 18. قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ لِإِسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. The disciples of Jesus told him, يَا رُوحَ اللَّهِ مَنْ نُجَالِسْ. You know, one of the titles of Isa alayhi salam is رُوحَ اللَّهِ. He was a spirit from God. They asked, whom should we sit with? Whom should we befriend? قال من يذكركم الله رؤيته ويزيد في علمكم منطقه ويرقبكم في الآخرة عمله. Isa alayhi salam told the disciples, Hawariyin, the person should have these three qualities, these three characteristics. One is that whenever you look at him, you would be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is such a pious person that even from his appearance, he reminds you of God. You see the light of Iman in his face. وَيَزِيدُ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. And whenever he speaks, he increases your knowledge. He always tells you something useful. Not that he talks about useless things or he talks about religion, but instead of giving you knowledge, he gives you doubt. Inshallah, we will talk later about this. Unfortunately, some people speak about religion, but they confuse you. Or they don't give you any useful information. You know, you can speak hours and hours about religion and get no benefit. You can speak tens of hours about Quran and get no benefit. You know, honestly, I am not that much in favor of some types of discussions, you know, in Ulumul Quran. Some of them are very useful, but some of them are really just too technical and just for the people who want to, you know more about the history, about differences of ideas. You know, it's like a person who is in need of having glasses, and then instead of finding a good glass or, you know, benefit from the glass and benefit from the instructions given by the experts on how to use the glass in order to have the better sight, he starts reading about the history. When the first glass was made, how was it made, what was the material, then how they produce today, what is the style, you know, in different factories. What is the benefit of this? I'm not saying it's useless, but it's not the benefit. So we can speak about the Quran hours and hours and not learn even one single teaching of the Quran. What is important is to learn something beneficial for our knowledge, something from the Quran itself. It's something from the Quranic teaching. Anyway, يَزِيدُ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُ. When he speaks, he increases your knowledge. He doesn't confuse you, he doesn't put doubt in you, he doesn't give you useless things. Even if he talks about religion, he talks about the things which are beneficial, practical, useful. وَيُرَقِّبُكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And when you look at his actions, his practice, his performance, you would be more interested in working for your akhirah. You know, if you have a good friend, if you have a good teacher, if you have a good example in your family, in, I don't know, your community, your school, it's very beneficial. Sometimes having such person is better than reading lots of books. If you have a good, you know, friend, a good classmate, a teacher, by seeing the action of that person, you would be interested and motivated to work more. Then there is a beautiful hadith, and Ba'z al-Sadiqain alayhi salam. So this is not known whether it was Imam Baqir alayhi salam or Imam Sadiq, but from one of the two. قال الجلساء الثلاثة. This is very beautiful. The people that you can sit with are one of the three. جَلِيسٌ تَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ. Sometimes you sit with a person and you benefit from that person. He has experience, he has wisdom, he has knowledge. You benefit from that person. فَالْزَمْهُ. So you should be committed to sitting with such person. وَجَلِيسٌ تُفِيدُهُ. Sometimes a person you sit with because you want to benefit him, you want to teach him, you want to give him advice. So you are not doing استفادة, you are doing افادة. So you are not benefiting from, you are benefiting him. فَأَكْرِمْهُ. This is also good, and you must honor and respect that person. Don't say because he's my student or he's learning from me, then I don't need to respect him. So the first group is the person, the people that you benefit from. The second is that the people that you help them, you benefit them. And then وَجَلِيسٌ لَا تُفِيد وَلَا تَسْتَفِيد مِنْهُ. You don't give them anything, you don't benefit them, and you don't benefit from them. فَهْرُبْ عَنْهُ. Run away from such people. The people that you are not giving anything to them useful, and you are not gaining anything useful from them. So it's just, you know, chatting things which are not useful. This is waste of time, waste of energy. So a mu'min either sits with people because he wants to help them, or he wants to get help from them. Yeah? We don't have time to waste. The next hadith is what Luqman said to his son. You know, Luqman was a very wise person. He was not a prophet, but he was a wise person. And he said to his son, some of the advices he gave to his son are in the Quran, but this is another advice. Ya bunayya jalis al-ulama wa zahimhum birukbatayk. My son, my dear son, sit with ulama. وَزَاحِمْهُمْ بِرُكْبَتَكْ. It doesn't mean trouble them with your knees. زَاحَمَ, it doesn't mean to trouble. زَاحِمْهُمْ بِرُكْبَتَكْ means be close to them. Enter into their circles. Allama Majlisi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, أَيْ أَدْخِلْ رُكْبَتَكْ فِي زِحَامِهِمْ. Means sit in front of them respectfully and be close to them. This is important. This shows, as we have been saying many times, you cannot just benefit from ulama by reading their books or listening to their recorded lectures. Physical presence is very important. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحْيِي الْقُلُوبِ بِنُورِ الْحِكْمَةِ كَمَا يُحْيِي الْأَرْضِ بِبَابِلِ السَّمَاءِ. Luqman said to his son, the reason for advising you to sit with ulama and be in their presence is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the light of wisdom, revives the hearts in the same way that the rain revives the land. Wabil is heavy rain. When the land is dry and it starts raining, you see gradually it starts growing and greenery will come. The same way wisdom revives the hearts. Another hadith is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm moving to hadith number 24. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Reza is quoting this hadith. Mujalasatul ulama ibadah. Sitting with ulama is worship. Wan nadharu ila aliyyin alayhi salam ibadah. Looking at the face of Imam Ali is ibadah. وَالنَّذَرُ إِلَى الْبَيْتِ عِبَادَةٌ. Looking at the house of Allah is ibadah. Even if you don't do anything, you just sit in front of Kaaba and look at Kaaba is ibadah. وَالنَّذَرُ إِلَى الْمُصْحَفِ عِبَادَةٌ. Looking at Quran is ibadah. Maybe someone doesn't know how to read the Quran. Or he knows how to read, but he wants us to look at the Quran. This by itself is ibadah. وَالنَّذَرُ إِلَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ عِبَادَةٌ. Looking at your parents, of course, with kindness, with courtesy, with love is also ibadah. This is a great gift of Allah. If you have your parents, just look at them, and this is registered as ibadah. Like looking at the Quran, looking at the house of Allah. Allah so much honors the parents that he said, looking at your parents is also ibadah. I'm not saying they are in the same level, but I'm saying it's ibadah. So mujalasatul ulama ibadah. Another hadith. This hadith is very important, and please, you know, reflect on this hadith and remember this hadith and share this with other people. Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, the father of the lady Ma'suma, is quoted as saying, "La tajlisu 'inda kulli 'alim." This is hadith number 28. It doesn't mention the name of Imam, but because the previous hadith is from Musa ibn Ja'far, so this is likely to be from Musa ibn Ja'far. La tajlisu 'inda kulli 'alim. We said you must sit with the ulama, some people that you can benefit from. But Imam alayhi salam says, I don't mean any alim. La tajlisu 'inda kulli 'alim. It's not just having some knowledge, some information enough. Illa alimin yad'ukum min al-khams ila khams. Sit with those ulama that call you, invite you, help you to move from five to five. So from one group of five to another group of five. So this gives you a measure by which you can evaluate ulama. Which type of ulama are the best type of ulama with whom we can sit, discuss, and learn. من الشك إلى اليقين. A proper alim is the one who takes you from doubt into certainty. He calls you towards certainty. So when you discuss, when you listen, when you read his work, your yaqeen is increasing. This is very important. وَمِنَ الْكِبْرِ إِلَى التَّوَازُعِ. He will call you to move from arrogance to humbleness. Unfortunately, there are some learned people that you would see in them some type of pride, some type of arrogance sometimes. But a proper alim is the one that you see humbleness in him, and therefore when you spend time with that person, you would be encouraged to become humble. You know, one of the things that I say to people when they say, you know, what do you think about studying in Qom, or for example in a local house in, for example, our own country in the West, I say I cannot give you one general answer, because cases can vary depending on the level, depending on the situation, depending on which house you are talking about. But one of the general comments that I have is that it's very important to study in a large house like Qom, not only because you have plenty of teachers, you have access to books, you have lots of, you know, students with whom you can study, but also when you study in a place in which there are great ulama, you would be humbled. When I'm in a town in which there are great mufassirin of Quran, great fuqaha, great philosophers, then I understand that I am just a learner in the best scenario. Because even to be a learner is a great quality. It's not that every talibah can say, I am a learner. Many people are not learners, they are just busy, not really learning. A learner is that the one that every day he adds to his knowledge. So when I am in such a great house and I see these great ulama, even if I don't see them on a daily basis, but every now and then I hear from them, or even if I know they exist in this town and they teach, you know, people, I am humbled. It's not possible for a person to be in Qom and call himself Ayatollah. It's not very easy. The person must be really high and people should recognize him as Ayatollah, it's not easy to claim. I'm saying it's not easy. I'm not saying it's not possible. But if you are in a town in which there are few talabe, and you are the, for example, you know, intelligent, you are the brightest student in that house, gradually think you are very special. So first you claim to be Ayatollah, then you become Ayatollah Uzma, then you say, I understand better than Maraj in Qom and Najaf, and you start criticizing them. This is sometimes not because these people were bad people, but sometimes it's because of the atmosphere, because you know they are deprived from being in the presence of great ulama. Okay, so these are like flowers which are grown without having proper gardeners, so gradually they can go to the wrong direction. So I don't want to say these are bad people necessarily, but I'm saying that these are somehow victims of being away from real ulama and real knowledgeable people. So a proper alim invites you from kibr, from pride and arrogance, to tawazu, humbleness. وَمِنَ الرِّيَاءِ إِلَى الْإِخْلَاصِ, from showing off to sincerity. There are ulama that when you sit with them, you see there is no trace of riya in them. They are very, you know, in a sense, relaxed. You know, some people are very concerned about the way people judge about them. You know, they want to always appear as if they have come a few minutes ago from heaven. You know, in the way they speak, in the way they talk, the way, you know, they shake hands, everything, you know, is very special. It has protocols. But I think a proper alim is not that much concerned about these things. Your honor, your awe should come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not, you know, by, you know, speaking, you know, very loudly, you know, and slowly, and, you know. Alhamdulillah, our ulama are away from these things. وَمِنَ الْعَدَاوَةِ إِلَى النَّصِيحَةِ, he invites you to move from enmity and hostility to a situation in which you wish good for people. An alim must not make you enemy with people. An alim must not insert hatred in your heart. An alim is the one that increases your heart capacity and make you able to love people and wish good for them. You know, this is very important. مِنَ الْعَدَاوَةِ إِلَى النَّصِيحَةِ. Because we should not become enemies of any people. If we are going to follow the path of the prophets and imams, we should be able to show love to everyone. We should be able to wish good for everyone. Yes, sometimes there are people who show enmity to the prophets, to the imams. That is their problem. As far as Rasulullah was concerned, he was rahmatun lil alamin. Yeah, he wanted good for everyone. He wanted prosperity for everyone. He wanted guidance for everyone. وَمِنَ الرَّغْبَةِ إِلَى الزُّهْدِ, also he would call you to move from being attached to dunya and very much interested in dunya to zuhd, to be able to detach yourself from dunya, to be able to show only enough and sufficient attention to dunya. We cannot totally forget dunya, but what is important is not to make dunya our great concern, to make dunya our major point of attention. So five things: من الشك إلى اليقين, من الكبر إلى التواضع, من الرياء إلى الإخلاص, من العذاب إلى النصيحة, ومن الرغبة إلى الزهد. And the last hadith for tonight, hadith number 29. and Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam and Abaihi alayhi salam qala sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam quotes from his fathers and finally from the Prophet. An-nadharu fi wajhi al-alim hubban lah ibadatun. Looking at the face of alim out of love, not out of hatred. You know, sometimes we look at someone and we want to kill that person. This is not proper manner. Looking at alim with respect, with love, is ibadah. So, of course, this in the first place refers to the prophets and imams, but also ulama who are given the knowledge of the Quran and hadith also are included. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah preserve and protect our ulama and maraji and our hawzas inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among the learners, among the people who seek knowledge, among the people who make their best to practice also what they learn. May Allah inshallah keep us and our children always on the right path. May Allah give shifa and healing to all the problems and all the types of illnesses, especially illnesses of the heart and the soul that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the people who have passed away, especially those who have rights upon us, our parents for parents, our teachers, our maraji, our ulama, our martyrs. May Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.